Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Charles Bibozer, managing editor, and joining me is Claudia Gazzini, a consulting analyst on Libya at the International Crisis Group and a former policy advisor to a previous head of the UN support mission in the war-torn country. And the topic, growing tensions in Libya are threatening to spiral out of control. The conflict pits the Turkish-backed and UN-recognized Government of National Accord, whose seat is in Tripoli, against Khalifa Haftar's eastern-based Libyan National Army, which is supported by Egypt, the United Arab Emirates, and Russia. And now, French President Emmanuel Macron has warned that his country will not tolerate fellow NATO member Turkey's ongoing military intervention in Libya. Mrs. Gazzini, do you view this as a possible prelude to a major escalation?
The words of President Macron have to be understood in the context of an incident that took place on the 10th of June, where a French Navy vessel intercepted a Turkish one escorting cargo of what France believes could be military equipment to Libya. This triggered a process on the side of the Turkish authorities, which is called beaming, which is practically an admonition against France. This is considered a serious response between NATO countries, and France does not consider this quasi-offensive posture of the Turkish vessel against the fellow NATO member as acceptable. Of course, this is happening against the backdrop of increased Turkish involvement on the ground in Libya, and France opposes an extension of Turkish influence in the east of the country where its military ally Khalifa Haftar is based, and it's a region also that is considered of strategic and security importance for Egypt, with whom France also has very close security cooperation. I doubt that France will intervene on the side of Haftar or on the Egyptian side, but I think these expressions of alarm by President Macron do signal that there is increased anxiety about a possible escalation. But I doubt, and I repeat this, that French authorities will be able or willing to take a direct role in this phase.
Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi this week upped Cairo's military preparedness and threatened a possible direct response if pro-GNA forces advance on the strategic city of Sirte. How significant is this, and is el-Sisi liable to follow through?
The comments of Egyptian President el-Sisi are significant because it's the first time Egypt openly states that it is considering a military intervention in Libya. I don't recall in 2011, when the war against Gaddafi started, Egypt did not make such a statement. Granted, it was going through its own upheavals at the moment, but Egypt did not make such announcements even in 2015, when Egyptian workers were killed by the Islamic State. And interestingly, Egypt did not make these statements even when Sirte, the city that now it says is its red line, when Sirte was under ISIS control. So the fact that it's doing it now is a sign that Egypt perceives a possible Turkish entry into Sirte as a national security threat, because this would mean that the power balance in eastern Libya could change against Egypt's interest. Now, whether these threats that the Egyptian president has made recently will lead to military action is an open question. I think Egypt wants to avoid as much as possible a military confrontation and is upping the rhetoric in order to possibly persuade the parties to go to the negotiating table. I think if there were a way for Egypt to avoid intervening, it would. But that said, now having made the threats, and if Turkey were to pursue military strategy in Sirte, then Egypt would be in a hard position to back out of those threats and will have to do something. What this something is, we don't know, but given capabilities of the Egyptian army and the actual negative economic situation in the country, we can expect such a military posture by Egypt to consist mainly of aerial strikes claimed in the open and perhaps some troop deployment in the border area. But I don't think we'll be looking at a major deployment of troops in Libya.
Western nations, including the US, Germany, and Italy, have all called for an immediate ceasefire in Libya. Given the precarious situation, do you think the competing sides will be induced to return to the negotiating table?
Unfortunately, the chances of kickstarting political negotiation and actually formalizing a ceasefire are very dim at the moment, in part because of how many conflicting international strategic interests there are in Libya and which are being played out there. In many respects, the GNA feels emboldened by its success in Tripoli, and thanks to Turkish backing, it feels that it can now try to change the power balance on the ground, not only in Western Libya, where it reclaimed complete control over the territory after this 15-month offensive led by Haftar, but now the Tripoli-based authorities feel that they can successfully move into Eastern Libya and create further cracks in the Eastern-based coalition, led politically by Aguila Saleh and militarily by Haftar, and actually cause some sort of implosion. So they're actually gambling on this, and it is unlikely that they will agree to a political process in the current circumstances. Unfortunately, this means that conflict will continue and Libyans will be the ones paying the price.
Claudia Gazzini, a consulting analyst on Libya at the International Crisis Group, thank you very much for joining the Media Line. I'm Charles Biblazer.